there a second on that last one?
I'm sorry. Well, we'll call for a vote. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Boy, see what happens when things get out of order? Boy, I tell you, just deviate from the script. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1659 Robin R. May.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail window treatment business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 0.709 acre, more or less, lying northwest of Route 24, 0.3 mile southwest of Road 284. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of survey and site plan for this application. I also pass down a packet that was received earlier this week. If I can get it to Clark. Another site plan with some alterations. The next packet is a portion of a tax map and attached photographs. We can share these. These are photos of the site, photographs of the site, and also some photographs of the products and the display. Two agency comments on this application, typically the same two. First one being from the Department of Transportation and dated June 23rd of 2005 in the form of a support facilities report. We are advised that the department gave consideration to the present zoning being AR1, Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, from the stoplight at Camp Arrowhead Road to the stoplight at Cape and Lopen Middle School. There's an annual average daily traffic of 17,664 vehicles per day with a summer average of 23,080 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of this road segment is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. And what DelDOT typically does, but didn't in this case, they usually have a cover letter that makes reference to the fact that this is level of service E. Second letter is from the Sussex Conservation District, again from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, and dated June 12th of 2006. And referencing this application, we are advised that the soils are mapped to be Easborough loamy sand, two different types, and also Fallsington sandy loam. The Easborough soils have slight to moderate limitations. The Fallsington soils have severe limitations. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. In reference to farmland rating, one of the Easborough soils is not rated. The other is of statewide importance. The Fallsington soils are considered both of statewide importance and prime farmland. They are also considered to be hydric. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site location and also a copy of soil survey map number 29. We also received a letter in support of the application dated June 13th. It is addressed and written by Stephen and Susan Brink. We are writing in support of the application. It makes reference to the location of the applicant, the intended use. We are familiar with the small business that Ms. May wishes to operate at this location and feel it will not adversely affect our area with inappropriate activity or heavy amounts of traffic. As neighbors to this address, we are aware of the progression of commercial use along this corridor from Rehoboth Lewis to Long Neck and Millsboro. We are aware that the business will occupy the current building without drastic changes to the structure, and the grass areas will be preserved as much as possible, thereby maintaining a residential feel. We hope that our support will help with your consideration to approve this application. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you.
Is there anyone here representing the application conditional use 1659?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, my name is James Whaler. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and we represent the applicant, Robin May, who intends if her application is approved to operate under the name of Millwaters Trading as Lamps and Shades, a retail window treatments business with Ms. May owns with her aunt Joan Crowley. You have a description of where the parcel is located on Route 24, which is about 0.3 miles southwest of its intersection with County Road 284. It's in an AR1 agricultural district and is designated as located in an environmentally sensitive developing area pursuant to the county's comprehensive plan update. Ms. May intends, if the application is granted, to utilize the existing structure to display and sell blinds, shades, drapes, and shutters, portable lights, lampshades, and accessories. The proposed general configuration is depicted on the undated site plan by Mann Associates Surveying, which is included in the packet handed out to you. She intends, if she secures the necessary approvals, to immediately commence her business at the new site and move it from the site off Route 1 she presently occupies. She also wishes to erect a sign similar to that attached to the Mann survey, and she will conform in all respects to the county size and setback requirements. There are other commercial uses located in the immediate area, and I've included in the packet a blown up copy of the assessment map, which shows the location of these other businesses. Top of the line janitorial service and Cop Seafood is located a short distance east, just off Route 24. Windswept Stables is located a short distance to the west on the same side of Route 24. As a subject property with the Barnyard Farm Market and Grizzly's Mulch and Stone located just adjacent to Windswept Stables and slightly further west. There's also the studio at 24 Art Gallery and a medical office complex on the opposite side and a little further west of Grizzly's. And further west still is a small engine repair and sales facilities, Beach Homes, sales office, hair salon, and a chiropractor's office. All of these are located in close proximity to the property owned by Ms. May and where she desires to relocate her business. We believe, in view of this, that our client's proposed business is compatible with other diverse commercial uses in the neighborhood. And although it's to be located in an environmentally sensitive developing area, that section of the comprehensive plan states that additional commercial uses will be needed in such areas and should be limited to, and I quote, businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. And in our opinion, Ms. May's business is ideally suited to serve that rapidly expanding population. No question that growth is continuing at a rapid pace between Long Neck, east to Route 1, and we submit her facility will help provide window treatments and related items for the many residences that will be constructed in that area. There's neither central water nor sewer available, and both will be on site. The number of employees will be 2 in number at the present time, the same as at the present location. Mr. Lank has already described the Department of Transportation's views on the site, and that it will not really increase any traffic in the area. Should not at all augment rush hour traffic, since she is currently operating on a 9 to 3 p.m. schedule, which would be outside both rush hours. This is a non-polluting retail business. There'll be no manufacturing on site. It'll be in an area that's underserved, will provide some employment, and she hopes, if her business prospers, to increase employment. We've included pictures in the packet of other nearby commercial sites, and as you can see from the pictures of the proposed site, it will complement those existing commercial uses. If you have any questions of me, I'd be glad to answer them. If not, then Ms. May will briefly tell you a little bit about her business.
All right, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen, do you have any questions at this time, or would you like to hear the rest of the applicant's presentation? I'll leave that up to you, sir.
I'll wait.
You'll wait. Why don't you proceed with the
Okay, Ms. May, if you would come forward. And if you would first, Ms. May, would you just tell the chairman and members of the commission whether you've spoken to any of your surrounding neighbors about your application and what you understand their position to be?
I have spoken
to... Excuse me, ma'am. First, we need you to introduce yourself, your name and address, please.
My name is Robin May. I reside at 32246 Brandywood, which is also on Route 24.
Thank you. That our tape, unfortunately, doesn't recognize you unless you tell it who you are.
That was my mistake. I apologize.
All right, sir.
I have spoken
take it
with...
off the bill.
I will.
I have spoken with J.G. Townsend, Roger Townsend, who is not opposed to it. He owns property behind me, beside me, and in front of me. And Mr. and Mrs. Paul Roth, Mrs. Roth is here, and they have no opposition to it.
Okay, fine. Would you tell the Planning and Zoning Commission a little bit about the business you intend to conduct there?
Okay. I've been in the area for over 20 years. The business was started by my uncle and my aunt. And I would like to move it to an area that is off of the congested Route 1 area to a more growing business area. We do a lot of service. It's not a pickup kind of business. It's, to us, a destination. People come to shop specifically for what we have, not to look. I have only a few employees, one employee and myself, and I would like to have the business grow a little and possibly employ more people. Other than that, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Mr. Wheeler might have mentioned it, but what do you anticipate your hours of operation being?
Currently, we're 9 to 3. I'm a single mom. I have 2 kids. I pick up at 3 o'clock. And currently, we're closed on Wednesdays. We do open on Saturdays, but through the summer hours, we close on Saturdays from July 4th to Labor Day.
On July 4th, you're closed on Saturdays?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not asking for hours for Sunday or for Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay.
And I don't know when we grow if it would help at all, but currently that's how we operate.
Perhaps Mr. Wheeler's explained to you that under conditional use, one of the things the commission can do is impose specific stipulations in terms of hours and days. So you may want to confer with him and before you finalize what hours you do want.
Okay.
Approximately how many clients or vehicles would you anticipate a day?
On a day, 5 to 7, not including the 2 cars for employees, but 5 to 7.
And I'm looking at 2 different site plans. One is has a color piece, and the other that shows the location of the sign. Is that crossing out parking spots, or is that?
Yes, that parking is not what I do not at this time intend to increase any of the parking at the facility. What you see on the pictures, it's exactly what the way it's going to stay.
So how many parking spots does that entail?
Roughly 4 to the side. And then there should be 2 roughly to the left side.
Can you point that out for me, please? I'm a little thick tonight. Yeah, you just show me on that. Where were the other two?
There's 2 here.
Okay.
And 2 here.
Okay.
So your employee parking would be to the western side towards Love Creek?
Yes.
Or to in the driveway, maybe?
There is a side door right there on the side of the house.
Mr. Lank, is there an issue with front yard setbacks with conditional uses?
It would be subject to site plan review, and typically the commission prefers there be no parking in the front yard setback. And it appears the house presently sits approximately 55 and a half feet from the right-of-way, and the parking is somewhat inset from the front of the house, which would probably be about 60 foot. So the actual parking doesn't appear to be in the front yard setback, because 40 foot would be required since it's a conditional use, but the driveway would be. So,
because if you look, because she's going to put 2 up here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the original one.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that 2 there?
2 there, 2 at the front. And
well, basically the way it's designed as if that's a turnaround, not as a parking space. So what I'm seeing, it would be subject to site plan review.
Okay. So front yard setback for conditional use is
whatever the zoning district allows, it would be 40 unless the commission imposed a greater setback.
Okay. Mr. Welly, you might want to explain to her at another date that means that the parking may not be in those 2 spots in the front might not be permitted by the commission.
Yeah. If the commission could restrict the parking and say they wanted it to the side or the rear, and you'd have to make changes in the layout if the commission decided to impose that. The house looks like it's 55.5 feet. And as Mr. Lang stated, I think the parking looks like it's back 40 feet on the
parking
right.
Itself
on the right, which is the required setback.
Okay.
But the commission could impose whatever requirement it desired. If I might just question Ms. May about the hours, too, so we make that clear. Although she's operating 9 to 3 and not operating Wednesdays and Saturdays, I mean, what hours would you like the commission to consider you're being allowed to operate under this conditional use if you decided to expand the hours or days?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday and Saturday, possibly?
Monday through Friday, not 9 to 5 on Saturdays.
No, but on Saturdays, 9 to 1 or something. Would you want to have that possibility in the future?
At the most we've ever done is 10 to 3, so that would probably be sufficient.
All right, so your request to the commission would be to allow you, even though you're not operating at that capacity now, 9 to 5 during the week and possibly 10 to 3 on Saturday.
Correct.
All right.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir.
And that's with no Sunday hours.
No
Sunday
hours. Sunday.
Right. Correct.
Bert, is the sign lighted? You want a lighted sign? No.
I would like to light it from the landscaping, from up, not from within. It's a wood sign.
Are there any truck deliveries? How do you get the stuff in the house?
UPS, FedEx, DHL, no big trucks. I do have a box truck that delivers from one of the window treatment companies, but it's about the size of a UPS truck.
Does it spend the night here?
No.
Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith.
I guess a question for Mr. Lang. Would this would their entrances have to be reviewed by DelDOT?
Yes, it would.
It would be. Okay. That would be it for me.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
Mr. Smith just took my fire. I was getting ready to make the same comment.
Bad about that.
You gotta think of another question now, Lawrence.
Mr. Counts.
No question.
Mr. Counts.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Roberts, no question.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll be kind enough to take a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1659 Robin R. May? Yes, ma'am. Please come up, give us your name and address, and tell us what's on your mind.
Good
Hi, I'm Catherine Roth, and I'm right next door to Robin. I'm basically the only neighbor in the immediate area. And she's done a real good job fixing the house up and making it look nice. And my husband and I just think she'd make a good neighbor, and we don't mind a small business next door. That's about it.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ask, is this a committee that gets lights put on Route 24?
I'm afraid not.
Because we could really use some.
I would call the South District Engineer at DelDOT, maybe.
Okay.
Start there. Anywhere but here. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1659, Robin R. May? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing.
Go up. Too quick. Just clarification.
Verification.
The applicant, this is just going to be used for a business. It's not going to be used for a residence.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I need.
Oh, and there was one other question that Mr. Robertson had instructed me to ask you, Mr. Whaler, and that is your bar number. Do you have your bar number with you?
Bar number?
Yes.
So low.
We were interested to know.
464.
Okay. All right.
Down there.
We're impressed.
Last week we had a 1,300.
They take you by age now. And when I first came down here, I had to wait an hour. Now I'm the
first guy in line. Well, thank you very much. We will close the public hearing. Invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you.